A picture of President Obama's contribution after he leaves office is starting to get a little clearer. The New York Times reports President Obama asks business and technology executives for ideas on how to make government work better and asks them to contribute those ideas to the general discussion. Tom Shoups, editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, and he says Herbert Hoover's legacy might be a good indication of what Obama's post-presidential role will look like. I can't remember if anyone in my entire life has ever compared any current president to Herbert Hoover in a positive way, and you've managed to do that, Tom. So I must start by commending you on that. What's the parallel that you see existing potentially? Thanks for coming on.
Sure, thank you. I don't think it's too often that you would see Barack Obama compared to Herbert Hoover, but bear with me on that, because I think the potential parallel is President Obama has started to hint that he'd be interested in further pursuing the subject of making government work better and be more efficient. He started this back in June in an interview with Fast Company where he talked about efforts to do this kind of thing. And now, according to this New York Times report, he's sort of leaving people with the impression that he might be interested in this post-presidency. And that made me think of another president who got very involved in issues of how government is organized and run after he left office, several years after he left office, and that was Herbert Hoover, who headed up a thing that ultimately came to be called the Hoover Commission during the Truman administration. And it was really resulted in the biggest overhaul of government operations in history. It was very rare among these kind of blue ribbon commissions in that its recommendations, many of them were actually adopted. So it provides something of a model, although circumstances are very different these days.
You cite William E. Pemberton in the Truman Library newsletter writing, "While the commission was established by conservative Republicans as an anti-New Deal operation, the Truman-Hoover partnership had been responsible for directing its focus on making the existing structure work better. In 1953, President Eisenhower appointed Hoover to lead a second commission focusing more on procedural and policy issues. It, too, resulted in significant reforms." One of the things that has always struck me about the potential post-presidential achievements of President Obama is that, relatively speaking, he's a young man, and he potentially could be influential on whatever area he chooses to pursue after he leaves the presidency for a very, very long time, Tom.
Yeah, that's right. He is relatively young. He's got a whole future ahead of him post-presidency, and he's also, you know, I don't think that he wants to be like President Bush and take up painting and sort of be behind the scenes. That would surprise me. And there's some pitfalls to avoid, and people like President Clinton, who's taken a fair amount of heat for the number of highly paid speeches he made, which is another route you can go. So I think it wouldn't surprise me at all if he wanted to do something of more substance, and this would certainly fit that bill, although he's by no means said anything publicly about committing to anything like this.
No, he's
but
It is
interesting to think what might happen if he did.
He certainly hasn't locked himself into anything post-presidency, and we're getting a sense of very, very preliminary stages of what his library efforts might look like and all those kinds of things. According to the internet, which of course is always accurate, he was born August 4th, 1961, which makes him 54 years old. So January 20th, 2017, if my 10th grade math skills are serving me well, he would at that point be 55 and a half or so, and still have many, many years in order to choose whatever he wants. I mean, he could potentially have two or three careers after the White House, two or three major topics that he wants to take on.
Yeah, he absolutely could. And he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who wants to sit around and just sort of cruise into retirement.
No, so, not at all.
But, you know, it's also difficult to, when you're a former president, to get too involved in the corporate world and things like that. So it can be sort of a minefield. Of course, there's always things like the Supreme Court. People talk about that, about him potentially getting appointed there. So there's any number of things he could do, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me if he's devoted a lot of of time and attention lately to this, to discussing at least this issue of making government work better. And I think there's a sense, if you read what he's said and what's been reported about it, there's a sense of regret that he didn't do this sooner. And I think a growing realization that these issues really matter. That, and I think it's something that you and I have talked about many times, and that people who closely follow government operations understand that at the end of the day, making things work right, doing the little things, getting the hiring right, making sure your technology procurement is up to speed, these things can make all the difference in the world in how government actually works and is perceived, and they can be make or break in terms of how an administration is perceived. So it doesn't surprise me that he sees the relative importance of them.
You make an interesting proposal here. You write, it's not out of the question that a Republican president would see the value in appointing a bipartisan Obama commission, or maybe a truly bipartisan Obama-Bush commission headed by the two most recent presidents, although I imagine there'd be some fight in Congress about whose name should go first, just because I'm cynical, to take on, you write, the dirty work of government reform. It's harder in today's political climate to imagine that an Obama-led panel appointed by a Democratic president would get much traction. That concept, I think, is really fascinating. And the reason that I think it's so fascinating, Tom, is because I think they both would do it.
I think so, too. That's what was intriguing to me in sort of noodling this around was, and I'm just, you know, making this up off the top of my head in the piece. There's no evidence to suggest it's going to happen, but it would be very intriguing if you could get both President Bush and President Obama to agree to serve on a commission about the future of government, because then it would be truly bipartisan. I think they're both actually interested in the issues, and it greatly would increase the odds that you'd get something that could actually be enacted and that people would actually pay attention to. So I hope somebody pushes this idea, because I think there could be great value in it.
You write, a contemporary Hoover-like commission wouldn't have to focus on reorganizing government, of course. Indeed, given the indifference of lawmakers in recent years to organizational issues, that kind of effort would probably be doomed to oblivion. What do you think a commission like that could do that would result in something very productive, Tom?
I think that what it would really have to focus on would be regulatory policies and procedures about how government operates. So streamlining acquisition regulations, streamlining the hiring system, overhauling what the General Services Administration does and how federal procurement operates. Those are the kind of things that could make a big difference and that are holding government back in fundamental ways right now. And if you could get at those issues, those structural issues, and tackling problems like better workforce management, these things could make a big, big difference in how government works and could result in fewer of these just ongoing scandals that you see one after the other. And that's where I think that they could really make a big difference. In terms of things like closing down cabinet departments and shifting things around, I think recent history shows that that's just politically impossible to do.